morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 12th, 2020. Well, yesterday I was studying for my classes at the rehab center, and while I was studying concerning Ephesians and concerning the unsearchable riches of Christ, I thought about those riches and how the riches of Christ are unsearchable. The grace of God is unsearchable when you understand that. But in my studies, I was reading the biblical illustrator, and in it, J. McKay mentioned, see how St. Paul valued the gospel. He valued it because he experienced the blessedness of being at peace with God through Christ. And oh, what a blessedness that is to understand we are at peace with God. You know, yesterday in my devotion, I discussed the impact of the words of Christ. I mentioned how those words changed the world. They changed lives. The words of Jesus bring blessing. Now today, I want you to think about the blessedness of peace. Remember that Jesus said this in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Jesus promised peace to those who follow him. Today we need to understand the value or the blessedness of peace. What a benefit to know that we are at peace with God. Because we have been justified by faith, we have this peace. Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace means that to no longer be an enemy of. So we're no longer the enemy of God. Peace means to have hope for the future. Peace means that that which separates between two has been resolved. And because of that, our hearts need not to be troubled or afraid. Then we know that we have the peace of God which passes all understanding. That means that the peace which we have or which we experience in the trials of life will be beyond what we can comprehend. We will be amazed at the peace we have when we experience heartache. Now, I know some of you are seasoned followers of Jesus, and you may already know all of these truths. I know some of you have already learned to walk in faith, experiencing the peace of God. However, in the viewership, there may be some newer disciples. They may just be learning to trust in the Lord at all times. They may need encouragement to trust in the peace of God. So let me encourage you that when you begin to trust Christ, the peace that you will receive will be blessed. Now let me also encourage you who are seasoned followers of Christ. I know this year has been difficult. I've had more than one mature Christian to tell me how difficult their walk has been this year. There is so much turmoil. There are so many new and difficult situations in life. They at times struggled to keep the chaos from creeping into their heart. The fear and anxiety, they had difficulty keeping that at bay. But oh, the joy of walking in peace when you're trusting in the Lord and recognizing that peace which God gives, or because you're at peace with God and he gives you the peace of God and it passes all understanding. Oh, how blessed that is for those of us who are walking with Christ. So let me also say this. Remember that the blessed peace is truth, or the blessedness of peace is really understood in the middle of the storm. It's not until we're in the middle of the storm that we understand that Jesus Christ can calm the storm. But we also want to remember this, that if we're never in the storm, we will never be able to experience peace. So I encourage you to understand the blessedness of peace, understand the need to trust in Christ, and recognize that in the storm is where you will find the peace of God, which passes all understanding. So understand the blessedness of peace, and I pray that you will experience that peace in the midst of the storms of your life. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we thank you that you are the Prince of Peace. We thank you that you promise peace. Today, Lord, I pray that all who are listening to this devotion will learn to walk in peace. I pray they will learn to put their trust in you and to trust that you give peace even in the midst of the storm. Thank you for the blessedness of peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.